Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time for live Tri-County High School basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
From the Alumni Fieldhouse at the State University College, Oneonta. Hello, everybody. Harry Graves. And I have got my elbow today, Miss Megan Golden, as we will be bringing you all of the play-by-play and keeping the stats and the figures throughout the game, as we will be seeing very shortly the contest between Harpersville Central School and Fabius Pompey, Section 4 against Section 3. Both of the teams are going through their warm-ups now, and we're going to be having a contest for the Class C Regional coming up very shortly. This is the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, and Sydney. For all of your transportation needs, service and sales, along with daily rentals, all backed up by expert service, see the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara. And they wish all of the players, the coaches, and the fans from both of these teams the very, very best throughout the season. So it is going to be a contest today that will probably have no great surprises. Fabius Pompey, they come into this ball game with a 22-0 record. Harpersville is 20-1. If we go to New York State Public High School Athletic Association rankings in Class C, it is going to be number 2, Harpersville, taking on number 4, Fabius Pompey. And we'll see how that is going to turn out in just a moment. You're listening to live Tri-Town Basketball, Saturday afternoon style, here on WCDO.
No quirks, no gimmicks, no crazy taglines. Just sales, service, consistency, and a personal guarantee. That's what you get every day at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Cork O'Hara invites you to stop by, and one of their longtime sales associates will help you get the vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And when you find that perfect vehicle, Eli Kelly will assist you with financing. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside and Sydney. Their name and reputation is all you need to know. Stop by or call 563-4311 or check them out online at chambersohara.com.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
What do these items have in common? Yankee Candles, Webkinz Animals, Willow Tree Angels, Jody Coyote Earrings, Silver Forest Earrings, and Framed Art. Well, they're all on display in one place, Bainbridge Pharmacy at 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge. The Bainbridge Pharmacy expanded gift department also features wind chimes, garden stones. There are gift ideas for every occasion. Bainbridge Pharmacy has a wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and nutritionals. And right now, select Nature's Bounty vitamins are buy one, get one free. Stop by and see what's new at Bainbridge Pharmacy, 19 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So we all hope for success in the playoffs, and that is exactly what we've got today, as we've got one area team that has shown very good success in the playoffs, and that the Harpersville Hornets. When we look at this contest today, as I said, Fabius Pompey, the Lady Falcons, are now 22-0. They had to battle their way into this contest. They have sort of an unusual situation up in Section 3. They have a lot of Class C schools. In other words, the classes are all based on the size of the school. They have a lot of Class C schools in Section 3. So they took all of those schools and they cut them in half, made two leagues out of them. They have a C1 and a C2. And I was thinking on the way in, I didn't know if they took them and divided them up by, you know, east-west or north-south or whatever. But the Lady Falcons had to go up against Watertown's Immaculate Heart Central. They were the C1 winners. Fabius Pompey, which is down just south of Syracuse, they're over in that area in what I like to refer to as the Lake Effect Zone. And they're south of Syracuse. They were the C2 winners. And there ended up being a game that went into double overtime on Tuesday night. That was a game held up at Syracuse, Cicero North Syracuse High School. Double overtime. Fabius Pompey won it by a score of 54-49. So that tells you they had to battle to get this far. Looking at the starting lineups, first of all, since we're talking about Fabius Pompey, we'll try to get through their starters. They come into this contest, as we said, with a 22-0 record. The starters in the ballgame tonight, number 3, Stevie Ray. She's a junior, 5'7". Number 5, Courtney Purcell. She is a senior at 5'8". Another senior is 5'9", number 10, Maureen Lanahan. Ashley Volger will wear number 11. She is a senior, one of the 3 seniors on this team, or starting on this team. She is at 5'7". But the gal that everybody's going to be watching, number 23, Kristen Dodge. She is a 6'4 sophomore and a very promising gal. Now, Kristen in the game against Watertown, had 14 points. She averages about 11 points per game and has all season. Junior Stevie Ray has averaged 18.8. None of that comes close, of course, to the scoring output of Hannah Kimmel. The senior is averaging 32.1 points per contest this season. She is one of 2 seniors getting the start. The other start will be number 3, Aaron Dietzman. As far as juniors are concerned, no surprises there. Number 15, Kaylee Livermore, is a junior. A sophomore is number 2, Savannah Murray. And rounding out the starters for the Harpersville Hornets, Miranda Drummond, number 32. She is a freshman, and she looked ever so good in the game down at the arena. So we'll be back with the tip-off here coming up in just a few moments. It says 4 minutes for the athletes to continue to be able to warm up here. And then I have no clue how much time we're going to spend in pregame announcements here at the arena. You're listening to Live Basketball on a Saturday afternoon, or we'll now say Saturday evening, right here on WCDO.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
I'd like a fillet of fish, please.
Rah, fillet of fish, fillet of fish.
You better make that too.
Let me guess. You want that because of the tartar sauce. Next window, please.
Now get 2 Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for $3, or get 1 Filet-O-Fish and a large fries for $3. That's a bargain. And don't forget a Dr. Pepper. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Price of required purchase posted on menu board.
Okay, class, this is for extra credit. You've aced the Angus Third Pounders, mastered the Angus Snack Wraps with one hand, but this is going to kick you in the taste buds. This is the new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Burger, a sweet, smoky blend of barbecue sauce and chipotle peppers on top of hickory smoked bacon and 100% Angus beef that's going to ring your bell. It's also available in a wrap. But hurry, the clock's ticking on this taste test. The simple joy of the ABCs of flavor. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba! For a limited time only at participating McDonald's.
We've always heard that bigger is not always better. In many cases, that's probably correct. But when it comes to laundry, bigger is definitely better. You see, if the washer is bigger, and the dryer is bigger, you could wash and dry more clothes at one time. Take Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza, for instance. They've got two 60-pound washers. Let me put it to you this way. A 60-pound washer is equivalent to six normal loads of laundry. Then you toss them in the 75-pound dryer for fast drying time. They've got two of those. The idea is that you don't sit in the laundromat all day long, especially when the weather's nice. And even if you have your own washer and dryer at home, these larger washers and dryers are perfect for your king-size comforters and heavy-duty loads. For you single-load people, Spud Suds has six top-load single washers and seven heavy-duty front-load single washers. So you see, bigger is better at Spud Suds Laundromat in Sydney's downtown plaza.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
R&R Contractors of Otigo has recently purchased building lots ready for your new custom home. R&R is your local contractor building your custom projects from decks, garages, pole buildings, as well as new homes. All of our projects are built with the most energy-efficient materials using the latest in green technology. With our in-house engineer, we can see your building projects through from start to finish. So call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 to get your next building project started. Take advantage of our services and our building lots. Call Rodney Robinson at 988-7488 today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household clean-out. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobbles, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves and Meg Golden back here at courtside at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Fieldhouse. Coming up just momentarily, it will be the game between Fabius Pompey and the Harpersville Hornets of Harpersville Central School. Well, we talked a little bit about Harpersville. They are, of course, in Section 4 in our Tri-Town listening area. Fabius Pompey in the suburban Syracuse area. They are a member of the Onondaga, Cortland, Madison, Boces, so that tells you the area that they are in. The winner of this game today already knows who they're going to be playing. They'll be heading to Hudson Valley Community College in Troy next weekend. The semifinal game will be Haldane High School. That's in Cold Spring, New York, down in Section 1. That contest will be at 12:30. Next week, and the 19th, I think, is Saturday, if I remember right. And then the final, the championship game, will be on the 20th at 1:45 in the afternoon, and that is what is happening for Class C. This game today is the third game of a triple header. In the boys in the girls contest for Class D, that was at 2 o'clock today at Suco. South Courtright managed to defeat Hamilton by a score of 32-27. In the just-completed Class D Boys Championship, that was New York Mills going against Hancock, and New York Mills ended up winning it by a score of 53-45. That was a great ball game. It was tied 23-23 at halftime, and New York Mills had pushed out a little bit of a lead, 37-33 at the end of three periods of play, and then they came on and lengthened that lead a little bit to finally win it by a score of 53-45. You can hear in the background that both of these teams are being introduced, and there is a large crowd. Both of these teams being relatively close to Oneonta, they are here with lots and lots of fans. I want to say that if you have an opportunity, make sure that you get out this evening and go on down and support Greg Davey and the rest of the crew. They are doing Crazy for You. It is down at the Bainbridge Town Hall Theater tonight, 7:30, again tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, put on by the Out of the Woodwork Players. You got lots of local favorites there. Rick Gooley, Mike McCormick, Evelyn Iverson, so many of the people that you've seen at many, many good past plays. For those of you who listen to a lot of our sports broadcasts or attend local football and basketball games, Judy Patel, of course, sings the national anthem at Unitego. She was just terrific in that play. I went to see it last night. DJ Potter was great as usual. Jack Doyle, vibrant as usual. And for those of you who watch the Pit Band, well, Cameron Kinnear, he's always fun to watch, and he is tickling the ivories down there. Here, we're just about ready to go, folks. We have ourselves zero time showing on the clock. The officials have the ball, and we're just about ready for basketball. Don't forget, you spring ahead tonight. 2 o'clock in the morning. Set those clocks forward. Otherwise, you'll be a little bit behind time tomorrow morning. Both teams coming out onto the court. Runners are taking the FP Fayetteville Pompey banners and running them back and forth. We're just about ready to go. It is going to be Kristen Dodge, who will control the ball. The 6'4 sophomore bats it away. First possession going to be controlled by the team in red. That's Famous Pompey. In underneath, they're going to go in there to Dodge, but Dodge is going to be fouled right away. She was going to be hit in there by number 32, Miranda Drummond. You were talking to me earlier there, young lady, that you had been watching Dodge at the foul line during warm-ups, and she put them in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. She makes the first one, draws first blood here for Fabius Pompey. Second shot is going to get a lot of iron and bound off, and it's going to be out of bounds. So here we go. First time tonight that Harpersville will manage to get their hands on the ball, and here we go with it, Hannah Kimmel. No surprises there. She will be handling the ball a lot. Goes off to Murray. Back out at the top of the key. Off on the near side to Kimmel. Kimmel, two-handed cross-court pass. Goes to Dietzman. Back now to Murray. Murray, shot from the corner. Goes up. Gets lots of iron. Won't fall. And it's going to be grabbed down by Fabius Pompey. We are going to be seeing the Lady Falcons doing their thing. Pass, pass, coming up. And finally, Harpersville drops back and lets them bring it across the line. Stevie Ray, she has been such a great performer for the Falcons. Puts up the shot. It will not fall. Here comes Kimmel down court. Kimmel shot. Nope. Back of the rim. Gets iron, and that's it. Out of bounds. We have the advantage of a of a program today, but they didn't bother to put anybody's names on it. Oh, they put the players. Shot going to go up. Hannah Kimmel gets a two-pointer as she shoots from the left side. Stevie Ray, the junior, leading scorer of the team, comes up, takes a three-pointer shot. Nope, won't go. Grabbed down off the boards by Kimmel. Kimmel to the top of the key. Holds up. Goes on the far side. Goes to Murray. Murray off to Dietzman. Down into the corner. It is going to be put up by Livermore. Kaylee will not get it out of bounds. We are going to have a foul given, a pushing violation. They say it is going to be on Miranda Drummond. That is her second, and she picks up very quick fouls. Coming off the bench very quickly is Aaron Andrews, as Coach Kurt Ernstbeck wants to make sure that he has Drummond throughout the game. So they'll rest her right now. Ball going to be batted away. Murray bats it away, picked up in there by Kimmel. Down the court, Kimmel goes in and shoots, whistles, blow. And it is going to be foul on 23. That is Dodge, the big 6'4 sophomore. Kimmel goes to the line. Kimmel going to be playing at Sacred Heart University for the Pioneers next year. She ventures to Fairfield, Connecticut. Puts the first one up and through. She has three. Second shot, she has four. 4-1 is our score. Harpersville leading the Lady Falcons of Fabius Pompey. Here comes Stevie Ray. Ray dribbling the ball with the right side, trying to get around, get in underneath, and she bounced it in finally to number 23. That's Dodge, and Dodge puts it up but can't get a clean shot. It's going to be batted away and out of bounds, batted off the hands of one of the Harpersville Hornets. Coach Ernstbeck trying to find some way to stop the big gal. Putting it up is Dodge, number 23. She has two, and she's going to be fouled. So 4-3 is our score right now. Dodge will get one more. 5:53 showing on the clock. As we said, this is the third game of a triple header today. Dodge's shot will not go. 4-3 is where it stands. Here comes Kimmel, tries to dribble behind her back. It will not go. Stevie Ray manages to stick like glue. Oh, long shot from the far side. Dietzman manages to put it up and drop it through. So she has herself a three-pointer. 7-3 is our score. Coach Mark Donahue is asked how he expects to be able to keep up with the very fast Harpersville Hornet team, and he said in the paper, slow it down. Look out, he's not going to be able to slow it down now. The ball's going to be batted away by Murray, full length of the court. She gets a little aggressive with it, and the ball is going to be tied up. Jump ball, Aaron Andrews manages to get a hand on the ball and ties it up for the Harpersville Hornets. It will be a possession inbounding situation for the Hornets. Stepping out is going to be Kaylee Livermore. Livermore comes over to Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel, another three-pointer. She has a long one, and it suddenly is a 10-3 ball game. 5 minutes on the clock. First period of play. Harry Graves substituting for Greg Davey. Putting the shot up, it won't go. One of the Falcons manages to put it up. It was number 10, Lenahan, who got the shot off, but she can't manage to get it through. Up the full length of the court, here comes Kimmel. Kimmel can't make it go. A whistle is going to be called as it's going to be timeout. Coach Mark Donahue wants to be able to have 30 seconds to talk to his troops. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Basketball on a Saturday evening from WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Period number one, 4 minutes 28 seconds, 10-3 is our score.
Right now, Hannah Kimmel has 7 out of the 10 points for Harbordsville. Whew. And the sophomore, number 23, Kristen Dodge, has 3 out of the 3 points.
Well, Kristen Dodge now has 6, but she manages to go in and pick up 2 more, and we've got ourselves a 10-5 game. Look out, stolen ball. Here comes Stevie Ray. Ray, left side, goes into the corner, comes back out, puts it up. Nope, won't go. Loose ball, and it's going to be finally out of bounds, and they'll say last touch by Fabius Pompey. 10-5 is our score. The Class AA game was up at Liverpool this afternoon. Cicero, North Syracuse, and Shaker High had that. Whitesboro against Averill Park also at Liverpool at 3 o'clock. And the 5 o'clock game, which is on right now, has a local flavor. Oneonta taking on Casnovia in the 5 o'clock Class B game. All of those being played at Liverpool. Harpersville will not be able to score, and it's going to go down to the Lady Falcons. Shot put up, won't fall. Grabbed out underneath by Lenahan. Lenahan tries to force it back in. Whoop, but won't go, and it's going to be grabbed away. Aaron Kimmel fires at the length of the court. Goes down to number 15, Kaylee Livermore. Going to get credit for it. A lot of people thought she traveled on that one. 12-5 is our score. Here comes Stevie Ray. Long shot. Goes up. Won't fall. They go back to to Stevie Ray again. Ray not happy with the way things are going right now. Walks back a little bit. Knocks that ball away. Finally, it's going to be fed in underneath to number 2. That is Kate Emerson is now in the game. Emerson can't make it fall. Another of her teammates fires it up, and it's finally going to be a jump ball under the Lady Falcon basket. Hannah Kimmel manages to get it down and viciously pull it away, and it will be jump ball. But at possession, it's going to be Fayetteville Pompey. They go in, try to feed it in to Dodge. Dodge can't get it. Stevie Ray finally manages to go into the left corner with the ball. Now she breaks away, goes in, a little bit of a layup, won't go. Oh, man, she tried to do that little reverse layup, couldn't make it fall. 12-5 is our score. Substitute coming in as going out of the ball game will be Kristen Dodge. And number 15, Amanda Donahue, comes in. So up and down, it is going to be Hannah Kimmel goes up, had a hand in front of her face, and came back down. That is called traveling turnover to Fabius Pompey. Long pass down court, goes in there, intended for Stevie Ray, but Ray cannot get it. Oops, other end of the court, there is Kimmel, and Kimmel is going to be fouled as she tries to put up the driving layup from the left side. 156, 12-5 is our score. Kimmel going to the foul line. We mentioned before that Kimmel will be going down to Sacred Heart University next year. In her career, she has 2,600 career points. That was coming into the game. She makes the second of 2. That will be 13-5 as our score. Lots of noise here at the Oneonta Fieldhouse. Finally, Stevie Ray with the ball, finally going to try to get across midcourt. Courtney Purcell is sticking Amanda Frere is sticking like glue. The ball will be passed off at the very last second, going into Kate Emerson. Emerson cannot convert. Down to a minute and a half remaining in period number one. Harpersville dominating in the contest, 13-5. Kimmel, cross midcourt. She's in no hurry at all. Comes off on the near side to Frere. Frere going to be tied up. Jump ball. One thing that you notice about the Lady Falcons, both of these teams, when they grab that ball, they hang on for dear life. Harpersville in the white uniforms, the home team. The ball comes in to Kimmel, top of the key. Kimmel trying to find an opening. Finally goes off to Dietzman. Dietzman puts up a long one. It won't fall. It's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by, they're going to say, Fayetteville. Why am I doing this? Fabius Pompey. Man, there are days. It's on my tongue for some reason. The Lady Falcons. It will be Kimmel. Going to put up a long shot. 3 points. Kimmel gets it. She loves that three-quarter court shot off on the left side, and she is there. 16-5 is our score. Woo! Number three, Stevie Ray, cannot get away from Amanda Frere. Frere now finally finds a weakness, but the ball is going to be taken away by Kimmel. Full length of the court, stops at the foul line, puts up a little soft jumper, manages to pick up 2 points. 18-5 is our score. Long shot. It will be 3 points put up and through. Stevie Ray, the Lady Falcon Jr., makes it 18-8. With the ball now, Frere. Frere looking for an opening. Oop, can't get it away. It's going to be stolen away by one of the Lady Falcons. Ray comes across midcourt, 7 seconds. Time's going to run out if she doesn't finally get it away. She does. She gets it up, but it's going to be deflected away. No damage done as the first quarter comes to an end. We have 18-8 on the scoreboard clock. Harpersville Hornets leading it by 10. You're listening to Live Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you are a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Terry Graves back at the Alumni Fieldhouse at Suco. SUNY Oneonta. Hannah Kimmel has 13 points to lead all scorers at the end of one quarter. Aaron Dietzman has 3. Livermore has 2. Over at the other end of the court, it is Dodge with 5 and Ray with 3. And that's all the scoring we've got. There goes Stevie Ray as she barrels her way down the middle of the lane. Cannot get it to fall. A little bit too much iron. Up court quickly. It'll be in a ball put up by number 5. That is going to be Amanda Frere. It will not fall. It's going to be batted away, and Harpersville will come back out and try it all over again. Get something set up into the corner. Dietzman shot. Lots of iron. High into the air, brought down by the Lady Falcons. My apologies to all of the folks in Fabius Pompey. I have no idea where I got this Fayetteville on my tongue today. The pass goes into Kristen Dodge, and Dodge finally has to come back out front. Traveling is going to be called on number 15. That is Amanda Donahue. Donahue started getting the starting nod in period number two. The 5'11 senior in to help in the height department. She's going to be called for traveling, and Harpersville will have the ball. Kimmel, right side this time. She puts up another jumper, and it's a 20-8 contest. Not surprising when you've got a top athlete scoring over 32 points a game. It's going to be very difficult for anybody else to have it. Shot will be a long one put up in there by Courtney Purcell. And it's finally going to be out of bounds as last touch, they say, by the Lady Falcons. A number of substitutes coming into the contest. We'll try to pick them up as we can. For Fabius, it is going to be Ashley Volger, number 11. Maureen Lenahan, number 10. Number 3, Stevie Ray is still in there. So is Dodge. And my eyes won't focus on whoever the other person is. Harpersville with the ball. And it's going to be batted out of bounds. But last touched by the Lady Falcons. Harpersville will have it again. Under their own basket this time. Kimmel steps out. She's trying to find a person to shoot. And there is an opening. It's going to be put up by Savannah Murray. Murray shot a little bit off to the right. After a scramble for it, it will be Fabius with the ball. And the Lady Falcons, they go to Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray's shot was blocked. Out of bounds. Last touched in there by Harpersville. 6:04, period number two. It's a 20-8 contest. Bounce pass comes off to number two, Kate Emerson. Emerson follows her own shot, and the ball will be loose and out of bounds. Last touched by Harpersville. Once again, the Lady Falcons in red. The Harpersville Hornets in their white jerseys today. Inbound pass comes to Stevie Ray. The junior going to put it up herself. She gets two as it goes to 20-10. She's off on her left side that time and manages to have the shot. Another step back. That would have been a three-pointer. Cross-court pass goes to Savannah Murray. Murray's shot long. Won't go. Grabbed down by Dodge. 6'4 is a wonderful height to be if you're a basketball player. And she uses it well. Only a sophomore. Likely to see a lot more of her for the next 2 years. As we mentioned, the winner of this contest will be going on to Hudson Valley Community College in Troy for a game 12:30 next week, 3:19. The final will be played the following day at 1:45, and it will be Haldane High School. They are located in Cold Spring, New York. They're right across the Hudson River from West Point. So if you've ever been down to the Military Academy at West Point, you can look right over at Cold Spring from there. We've got a pause in the action as both coaches are talking to their players now. And we have a pause in the action. We'll be right back with more on WCDO.
At Wilbur National Bank, customers tell us it's not numbers that matter, but people. So if you're looking for business banking, make us part of your plans. If you're looking for personal banking, make us part of your future. Either way, you'll get the great service we built our reputation on. See why all banks are not alike, and why for over 130 years, our customers couldn't agree more.
Bank on our good name.
Wilbur National Bank.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
This broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without the express written consent of Section 4, strictly prohibited. Bounce pass goes into Stevie Ray, and for the Lady Falcons, she gets a little short chippy. It is through, and it makes it a 20-12 contest. up court very quickly, fast break. The Hornets go. They can't score, and it's going to be the Lady Falcons back down again. And again, it's going to be in on the left-hand side. This time, Kate Emerson is there. Emerson, a 5'11 junior, puts it up and gets two. Down court quickly. It will not fall for the Harpersville Hornets. Miranda Drummond trying to find an opening, couldn't do it. And she is finally going to be called for her third foul in this ball game. Coach Kurt Ahrensbach is up, just simply crosses his hands and shakes his head in disbelief. So one of his real strong players is on the bench with three fouls here at 4:29 in period number two. 20-14 is our score. Loose ball going to be picked up by Stevie Ray. Ray now comes across midcourt, and we are going to have a foul called. Offensive foul is going to be called in there, I believe. I didn't see who they called that. And now I saw the signal five, and I believe it was on number five, Amanda Frere. Kurt Ahrensbach is up, hopping mad. Yep, and now they're going to say it will be inbounded by the red team. That is the Lady Falcons. They trail by six, 20-14 is the score. Period number two with the ball. Courtney Purcell, top of the key. She signals with her left hand. Come on out, girls. I'm going to take this one myself. She puts it up. Lots of iron. Going to be grabbed off by one of her teammates. Flip it back in, but grabbed down by Hannah Kimmel. Bang, bang, bang. Pass, pass, pass. Finally coming in. Hannah Kimmel, the last one to touch the ball, drops it through. Savannah Murray in there along with Amanda Frere. They manages to go back and forth with the passes, but Kimmel is the one that comes up with the points. In underneath, it goes to Purcell. She cannot score. It's going to be batted out of bounds. 3:36, period number two. Still a 22-14 contest. Courtney Purcell lofts it in. It's going to be Kate Emerson who will put it up. Emerson can't manage to score. It's going to be a loose ball. Grabbed away by Ray. Ray's shot is up and no good. Kate Emerson grabs it, and we're going to have a foul on number 34, the second for Aaron Andrews, and that is going to send Kate Emerson to the line. She bounces the ball a couple of times, and finally the right-hander puts it up, and it falls, and that will make it 22-15. So all of a sudden, in the end of the first half or first quarter, it was all Harpersville, and now it is battling back the Lady Falcons. We have a foul, and it will be an offensive foul called against 23. That is Kristen Dodge, and Dodge at 6'4 finds herself going to the bench. Is they're going to say, you better sit down and take a bit of a rest as you have a couple of fouls. Anna Kimmel dumps it off right at left-hand side. It's going to be Dietzman all the way across court. Number 15, Kaylee Livermore, tries a three-pointer, gets nothing but air, and it's going to be out of bounds. Last touch by Fabius Pompey. Frere inbounds it, coming into Kimmel. Kimmel trying to take a pick from Dietzman. Off to the near side, they're going to finally come out to Amanda Frere, and Frere is going to have to scramble for a loose ball, and they'll say red ball. Red ball. Going out to bring it in now will be Maureen Lenahan, one of three senior starters on this Lady Falcon team. Basketball action on a Saturday here at the home of the Red Dragons. That is Suco. or SUNY Oneonta, whichever you prefer. Ball out of bounds. Last touched by Harpersville. Red ball. Inbound pass comes into number five, Courtney Purcell. Purcell feeds it off to Kate Emerson. Emerson's shot draws a little bit too much of the rim. Comes right back at her. Away from the ball is Stevie Ray. Ray just saying, can't we get anything to go our way? She looks down court, finds Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel slowly bringing the ball across midcourt. And it is going to be an inbounding situation as we have a loose ball. Inbounding situation for the Hornets. Action going on here today. Action going on, as we mentioned earlier, over at SUNY Cortland. As everybody seemed to play basketball on a Saturday, as everybody is looking for either Glens Falls or Hudson Valley Community College next weekend for the state championships. Stevie Ray finds an opening, goes down the lane, left side, and easily puts up two, and we are going to be having a foul. Foul called Stevie Ray, number three, giving her first of the game. White inbounding situation. Hannah Kimmel, long shot, won't go. Up in the air, grabbing it down is Erin Andrews, and it's going to be finally batted out of bounds. And it was a block shot off the Lady Falcons. White ball. Stepping out to bring it in, Kaylee Livermore. She has an opening, but she took a little too long, and they were going to be having Kurt Ehrensbeck call timeout. That was not because the ball could not be inbounded. It just looked that way, that she was being tied up. He called timeout. The officials heard it. So whether he wanted it out, we've got to pause the action. 22-17 is our score. You're listening to Basketball on a Saturday on WCDO Sydney, New York. Kerry Graves filling in for Greg Davey here, as we will keep it right here because they're going to be right back at action very quickly. We told you earlier that the Class D game was won by South Courtright over Hamilton by a 32-27 score. That one here at Suco at 2 o'clock. And then a boys game in Class D saw New York Mills topping Hancock by a score of 53-45. Hannah Kimmel's shot is going to be blocked, deflected away, out of the pack, red ball, down court quickly. Long shot will be put up by number five, Courtney Purcell. And Courtney could not manage to make it fall. She followed her own rebound and is going to be called for traveling. So sometimes you do things right and it still doesn't go your way. We're coming up on a minute and a half left in period number two. Long shot, Hannah Kimmel. It gets all iron, goes bang, 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 and finally pops out. A foul will be called. It is going to be called. Who'd you get it on down there, kiddo? I didn't see it. Erin Andrews is going to be picking up her third. So it's interesting. We had three fouls on Amanda Drummond. Erin Andrews came in to replace Drummond, and she now has three. So that one particular position on the court is drawing an awful lot of fouls. At the foul line, number 15. That's Amanda Donahue. She cannot find the range. Quickly, it's going to be fired to Stevie Ray and to number three, Aaron Dietzman. And Dietzman manages to pick up a long one. 24-17 is our score. Here comes Kimmel. A foul will be called. Kimmel will not get the shot, but she will be going to the foul line, as that foul is going to be called on number 15, Donahue. Amanda Donahue, 5'11 senior. She gets called with the foul. The foul shot at the foul line will be Kimmel. Kimmel's first shot will not fall. She'll get another one. Coming into the contest is 6'4 sophomore Kristen Dodge. Dodge will not be doing any rebounding this time, as it's going to be nothing but the bottom of the net. 25-17 is our score. Here come the Lady Falcons again. Stevie Ray with the ball. Goes up just inside the three-point territory. Puts it up. It won't fall. Loose ball put up by another of the Lady Falcons. And finally bringing it out of there is going to be Kimmel. Kimmel goes the full length of the court. Tries to put up a shot. It's going to be blocked away. Batted out of bounds. White ball. 45.2 seconds remaining on the clock. Period number two. The inbounds pass is going to be grabbed down by Stevie Ray and finally batted out of bounds off of Kimmel, is who I saw. Yep. And now they say send Kate Emerson to the end of the court to inbound the ball. She brings it into Lenahan. Lenahan goes off to Stevie Ray. Stevie Ray now going to manage to get around her defender, Amanda Frere. She'll come down, try to shovel it in to the big man. It's going to be grabbed off by Kimmel. Kimmel's shot is going to be up and good. A foul will be given on number five, Courtney Purcell, but they're going to say the basket will not count. Purcell's foul came first. And it's going to be an inbounding situation. So nobody going to the foul line. Here comes Kimmel all the way cross court. Goes in there to Frere. Frere shot up. Nope, won't go. Scramble for the loose ball. Finally got to be brought up by Stevie Ray. Ray left side. Layup goes up and rolls around and comes back out. Grabbed down by Harpersville. Here comes number three, Dietzman. Dietzman back out to Kimmel. Kimmel's shot goes up and time runs out. So we have the end of period number one. 25-17 is our score here at Alumni Gymnasium, or Alumni Fieldhouse if you prefer, at SUNY Oneonta. So it is an 8-point lead that Harpersville takes into the halftime break. Both teams now go to the exit, and we are going to push the pencils and get the scoring down. So we'll be back with the halftime show coming up for the fine folks at Marabito Energy Products. There you have our halftime report, all sponsored to you by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call them, H-E-A-T. That's Sydney, 607-563, H-E-A-T. You're listening to Basketball on a Saturday Evening, being brought to you over your station for sports, WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You don't macadamia nut? No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at menginsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, New Berlin, New York.
Puff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney, proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Terry Graves back here sitting in for our good friend Greg Davey on a Saturday evening. We're at the Alumni Field House and the campus of SUNY Oneonta. Seeing ourselves a dandy of a ball game. This is the third game of a triple header here tonight. This contest is being controlled by the Harpersville Hornets by a score of 25-17 over the Lady Falcons of Fabius Pompey. Looking at the scorebook, not many people are doing scoring. Boy, we can't say that we've had a lot of figuring that we've had to do. Hannah Kimmel, as you might expect, has 18 points. She is the leading scorer of both teams in this contest. Only five other points have been scored by anybody else for the Harpersville Hornets. Aaron Dietzman has five. Kaylee Livermore has two. That adds up right there to the 25 points. Can't argue about that. Down at the other end of the court, it is Fabius Pompey. The leading scorer is Stevie Ray. She has 9 points. Kristen Dodge has all of five. 3 points put in by Kate Emerson. That's all we've got. And it's a very easy one. One of the interesting things that I looked at when I was looking at games around the area prepping for this game is the state rankings. We have 10 teams in five classes. If we look at the Class A girls, it is number 3, Cicero North Syracuse, taking on number 5, Shaker High out of the Albany area in a contest that's being held at Liverpool, or was held at Liverpool earlier today. If we go to Class B, number 2, Oneonta, number 2 ranking all across the state, taking on number 8, Casnovia. If we look at this game, Class C, number 2, Harpersville taking on number 4, Fabius Pompey. If we look at Class D, it was number 2, South Courtright taking on number 3, Hamilton. You'll notice I happen to leave out Class A, because Class A is the one that has to be different. They happen to have number 4 ranked Whitesboro at 21-0, taking on 17th ranked Averill Park, with just about a 500 record. I saw one written record in one newspaper that said they were 11-11, and another newspaper said they were 10-11. But it's interesting that Averill Park has had to battle their way back up through, even though they were not the team that happened to have all of the wins behind them. Just about everybody else had almost an unbeaten record. If I look at that Class AA game, it was 19-2 CNS against 20-2 Shaker. If I happen to look at the Class B game, 20-1 Casnovia, 19-2 Oneonta. This game, as we said, unbeaten Fabius taking on Harpersville with one loss. If I go down to Class D, it is 18-3 Hamilton that fell victim to South Courtright, and they were 20-1. So we've had, in the playoffs, you want to see battles of the unbeaten? That's exactly what we have had. You're listening to Basketball on a Saturday evening. Don't forget, folks, this is the day when you're going to spring forward. So set those clocks ahead before you go to bed tonight, because daylight savings time takes effect tomorrow. You're listening to Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
We're specialists in you. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. And for 89 years, Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, we have only seconds remaining on the clock. Interesting, something that you don't see very often. Harpersville came back and took about 5 minutes to warm up. Just coming onto the court right now is Fabius, and they're getting ready to play. They had no warm-ups. They're coming back cold. Well, ma'am, thank you very much for keeping the scorebook for me tonight, seeing anything that you didn't expect to see.
Not really. I was expecting... I'm not sure.
That's it?
Yeah.
Good game. Now, I know that we came a little bit earlier so you could watch Hancock, and that was a good game. I appreciated that one a lot, even though it was sort of a small-town team playing the big-city team is how it looked in the end. Won by New York Mills. That's suburban Utica. So here we go. We are ready to go. It will be a few seconds clicking off, and we had a penalty call, but the ball is ready to go, finally. Inbounding is Maureen Lenahan. So it will be Stevie Ray, Courtney Purcell, Maureen Lenahan, Ashley Volger, and Kristen Dodge getting the starting night. It's here in period number three. That was the same group that we had starting this game. Over on the other side, it will be the starters for Harpersville. We'll do them in a second. It is going to be a traveling violation called against Maureen Lenahan. That will be Savannah Murray, Aaron Dietzman, Hannah Kimmel, Kaylee Livermore, and Miranda Drummond. Drummond was out a whole lot of the ball game, even though she is a starter, and she scores right there. She was out with three fouls early in the contest, and that was an interesting thing to watch. 27-17 is Drummond's two-pointer, stretches the lead up to 10. Down court, the Lady Falcons will come. Stevie Ray going to shoot from the right-hand side. Gets too much iron, and back it comes right at her. Out of bounds. Inbounding now will be white ball, they say. It will be the Harpersville Hornets controlling it. Comes off to Kimmel. Cross-court all the way to Dietzman. Dietzman, three-point shot, and she gets nothing but the bottom of the net. 30-17 is the score. 13-point lead. Harpersville opening it up. Harpersville with a lot of fans, but there is a huge delegation here also for the Lady Falcons. The ball going to be slapped away. Finally grabbed down by Harpersville. They go to Drummond. Drummond, left side, 2 points. As all of a sudden, Miranda Drummond is coming to life. She sat out most of period number one, but she's been in here in the third quarter and has two quick shots. The freshman has come alive. 32-17, we have a timeout. The contest here is led by Harpersville, and you're listening to Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Perry Graves here at Alumni Fieldhouse, home of the SUNY Oneonta Red Dragons. But it's all high school action today, and we had the parking lot packed. Somebody said, what's going on at the field house? And everybody said, high school playoffs. Oh. Here we are, ready to go again. It is going to be Fabius with the ball. Stevie Ray taking the inbounds pass. She is going to have to scramble to get around Kaylee Livermore. Livermore is not going to be able to hold her, though, and the ball will be passed down in underneath. Grabbed out there by Ray. Ray wants to try the left side. Now she forces it up, and it won't fall, and it's going to be grabbed down by Livermore. Kaylee Livermore getting lots of pressure from a couple members of the Red Falcons. Finally, it's going to be out of the pack. She'll get the pass down to Kimmel. Hannah Kimmel is going to come down the baseline on the right side and get two. 34-17 is our score. Even 2-1 ball game. Stevie Ray goes just above the foul line, takes a soft jumper, and this time gets nothing but the bottom of the net. 34-17, not for long. Here comes Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel makes it 36-19. So give Kimmel those 2 points. Two reserves coming in for Fabius in just a moment. Shot put up by Ray. It won't go. Round and around and finally out of bounds. And a pause in the action as we're going to have Kate Emerson coming into the contest. So will Amanda Donahue. Donahue, a 5'11 senior. Emerson, a 5'11 junior. And it's talking about seniors. Here comes Anna Kimmel. Kimmel left side. She tries to dribble it around somebody, can't get it away, and it's finally going to be batted out of bounds. Oh, not out of bounds. Rescued at the last moment. Stevie Ray over to pick it up. Ray going to easily get around Kaylee Livermore. Pass intended in there for number 15. That is Amanda Donahue. Donahue has it taken away by Kimmel. Kimmel, long court, down court shot. Number 32, Miranda Drummond. And the freshman has got 6 points here in period number three. 38-19 is our score. And the ball will be in the hands of Ashley Vulgar, but Vulgar is going to be fouled, and we have our second foul given by Aaron Dietzman. Momentary pause in the action while Miranda Drummond relaces her shoe at the foul line. Dribbling the ball right now, number 11, Ashley Vulgar. Vulgar's foul shot is up and through. 38-20 is our score. She's going to have one more. And up, and this time it will not go. Gets too much metal, bounce back, grabbed down by Harpersville. Long pass down court, number 3, Aaron Dietzman. And it will not fall. 38-20. Harpersville leading comfortably. The Lady Falcons have the ball. Finally, they get it out to Stevie Ray. Ray has been a very good, consistent, about 20-point scorer so far this season. She battles her way in, and finally, it's going to be a foul. Going across the court, one of our 3 Binghamton area officials tonight, and they're going to say that is going to be number 11, Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel managing to pick up her first foul. Stevie Ray going to the foul line. Ray shot up and through. So she now has her 12th point. We'll get one more. That one is going to be up, and that one is also through. 38-22 is our score. Kimmel with the ball, tries to go down the center of the lane. She will draw a foul. It is going to be on number 11. So number 11, Ashley Vulgar, Vogler, V-O-G-L-E-R, fouls number 11, Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel bounces it. Puts up the shot. Through it goes. 39-22 is our score. Lots of members of the media here taking pictures all over the place today as Kimmel makes the second. 40-22. As it stays at just about a 2-1 ball game. Here comes Vogler. Vogler has it slapped away. Slapped away by Aaron Dietzman. But going back to recover is going to be Vogler. Vogler moves it out to Courtney Purcell. Purcell gets it from backcourt back up to midfield. And down in intended for Stevie Ray, but the shot will not go. Out of the pack comes Kimmel. Kimmel full length of the court. Up and scores. Hannah Kimmel is just so fast that she's always going to be able to take that ball from end to end and score. 42-22 is our score. There was a foul given, and Kimmel will go to the line one more time. 3 minutes, 18 seconds showing here in period number 3. A 20-point, make that 21-point lead for the Harpersville Hornets as Kimmel converts. 43-22 with the ball. Vogler, and we're going to have a whistle, and they're going to say the foul will be on number 3. That is Aaron Dietzman. Inbounding situation. Lady Falcons have the ball. It comes in to Stevie Ray. Ray going to go off to Vogler. Vogler in underneath to big Kristen Dodge. The 6'4 sophomore puts it through. 43-24 is our score. Inbounding situation for the Lady Falcons. It comes in to Vogler. Things are so fast. There are people constantly stealing the ball away. As that time, Miranda Drummond came up from behind, grabs the ball out for the Lady Hornets. 3-point shot put up by Kaylee Livermore. Livermore picks up a 3-pointer. 46-24 is our score. Here comes Vogler. Vogler dribbling the ball. Goes over to Emerson in the corner, left side. Long pass coming right here But fortunately, the ball is going to be grabbed down by one of the officials before we ever have it at the scorer's table. Harpersville inbounding the ball. Oop, here goes Kimmel. Look out, three. She makes them look easy. Hannah Kimmel in this ball game has how many points at this point? She has a bundle. She had 18 at the half. What's she up to?
She's up to 30 points right now.
Just a whole bunch. Here comes Stevie Ray, dribbling behind her back, tries the center of the lane, the ball off the near side of the rim, the short front of the rim, but a foul will be given. And they're going to say it is going to be number 15, that is Livermore. So 1 minute 51 seconds remaining in the third period. Shot up and through by Stevie Ray. We have a Stadiorama scoreboard up here so that any time you can always look and see that number 11, that is Kimmel, has now 30 points. Leading scorer, number 3, Stevie Ray, with 14 for the folks at Fabius Pompey. Whistle. Going to be number 4. Going to be called a holding violation. And I don't see a number 4 out there, but okay. And the scorekeeper over on the far side had the same question. He says, who the heck is that on? Here we go. Yep. Harpersville with the ball. It's going to be batted away in there. Stevie Ray comes out of the pack with it. 49-26 is our score. They try to force it inbounds. A number of hands go up. The ball goes out of bounds, and it will be, I believe, red ball. Yep, red ball. They go off to the inbound shot. It's going to be put up by number 5, Courtney Purcell. So Purcell, excuse me, number 5, Courtney Purcell, manages to pick up a couple. 49-29 is the score. Here goes Harpersville with the ball. Now number 5. It'll be a shot put up by Frere. Frere's shot a little bit off to the right. It bounds, but it's going to be picked up by a number of the Harpersville Hornets. And around and around it goes to Drummond, down in the corner, right side, coming back out. And the shot up by Dietzman. Dietzman's shot's going to be grabbed down in there by Dodge, and it will be the Lady Falcons that will have it. Here goes Stevie Ray. Ray picks up two as she drives right down the center of the lane and goes up for the easy one. 49-31 is our score. 40 seconds, period number 3. You're listening to basketball on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO. Miranda Drummond. Drummond picks up two more. She has a little short jumper right from about foul line territory. And in it goes. 20-point game. 51-31. Inbounds pass goes to Dodge. Dodge in underneath. Misses the short chippy. Down court, long pass to Drummond, and Miranda Drummond goes up and gets another 2 points on a little short layup. And Miranda Drummond, who had been sidelined on the bench most of the first period, most of the second period with fouls, she had 3 fouls. She manages to come on like gangbusters, picks up 10 points in that third period, and now we have ourselves a 53-31 contest. We'll be back with the final 8 moments coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Basketball on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck. Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, we never want to sell anybody short, but if we look at the scoring stats for the end of 3 periods, we will see that number 11, Hannah Kimmel, has 30 points. Number 32, that is Amanda Drummond, or Miranda Drummond, has 10. 8 points for number 3, Aaron Dietzman. And 5 points for number 15, Kaylee Livermore. They are the leading scorers for Harpersville. The leading scorer, number 3, Stevie Ray. She has 17 and leads just about everybody for the Lady Falcons. 3 points have been put on the scoreboard by Courtney Purcell, and 3 also by number 2, Kate Emerson, and number 11, that is Ashley Volger. She has 2 points just put up by number Stevie Ray. She has 19 now, and we have a traveling violation. The ball is going to be fired the length of the court, and they're going to turn it right back over once again to the red team. Maureen Lenahan, she is 5'9", a senior. She moves the ball the full length of the court, but it's going to be out of bounds. Last touched in there by one of the Lady Falcons. Stepping out to move it in will be Savannah Murray. Murray comes in to Kimmel. Kimmel, right side of the court, goes cross carry. Oh, man, quick passes going into Dietzman and then back to Drummond, and Drummond has her shot blocked as she went up and said, okay, I got this one all by myself. Didn't go that way. 53-33 is our score. 20-point lead. 20-point lead. Drummond at the foul line. Was in the act of shooting, so she should have a couple. First shot up and won't go, and they're going to say a lane violation. And they're going to try it again. I didn't see who they called it on. It was either Stevie Ray or Drummond. But in any event, they'll shoot again. Here we go. Second shot. Whoop. Nope, won't go. Red ball. Stevie Ray coming out of the pack when it comes across the midcourt stripe. Ooh, then she stops and shoots by herself. And she's deadly on those three-pointers. She has yet another one, 53-36, and with that, Ray has 22 points. Savannah Murray, long shot, corner left side, won't go, red ball. And firing it down will be number 5, Courtney Purcell. Purcell back to Stevie Ray. Ray at 22, I believe, is over her average. I'll have to check it again. This shot won't go as she was trying it right from that same position where she had the last basket, and it will not fall. Down court, Drummond, layup. No, it will not fall, and it was going to be batted away. We have a whistle, and they're going to say it was Hannah Kimmel. So Kimmel picking up her second. Fouls are not really figuring into this ball game. We have so many field goals. They could have a whole bunch of foul shots. But right now, they are not a factor in this contest. Harpersville calls timeout. They lead it 53-36. So with a pause in the action with 6:44 on the clock, we'll take another very short timeout. You're listening to basketball on a Saturday on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves at the Alumni Fieldhouse on the campus of the College at Oneonta, filling in for Greg Davey today. Greg is in the pit tonight, working as one of the players in the orchestra for the Out of the Woodwork Players presentation of Crazy for You. It'll be 7:30 at Bainbridge Town Hall Theater tonight, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Get down and support local theater. Here we go. The Lady Falcons. It is going to be Courtney Purcell. Purcell going to go in and put it up, but it will not fall. Comes off the metal a little bit hard. Kaylee Livermore manages to grab it down. Ooh, we are going to have one of those full length of the court passes. It is going to be last touched and out of bounds off the Harpersville Hornets. Red ball one more time. 6:22 and the clock running. Here we go. Stevie Ray passes it off to Courtney Purcell. Purcell, the 5'8 senior, still dribbling the ball off on the right side. Goes out front to Lenahan. Lenahan, oop, going to have the ball stolen away by number 11. That is Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel is going to be fouled by Stevie Ray. Big collision over on the far side with Ray and Kimmel and an official. But they finally get it all straightened out. 6:04 remaining in this contest. Now remember, next weekend, the winner of this game will be playing at Hudson Valley Community College up in Troy. We will have that game for you 12:30 on WCDO. Shot put up by the Harpersville Hornets. Won't go. Coming out of the ball, or out of the pack with it, is going to be number three. That is Stevie Ray. Ray gets another three-point basket. Another one. 53-39. And with that, Stevie Ray has her 25th point in this contest. Fouls right now, the only person that's in real foul trouble is Courtney Purcell for Fabius Pompey. She has four. 3 points, or three fouls in there on Drummond, three on number three, Aaron Dietzman, both for Harpersville. So nobody really in any horrible foul trouble, excuse me, folks. With all of 5 minutes and 46 seconds showing on the clock, we have a bit of a break in the action. Many of the Lady Falcons fans are standing up and stretching their legs this time as they have big signs and so on and so forth. It has been an absolute joy to fill in for Greg to do these games for you. He didn't expect to be out for quite so many of them during this basketball season, but a couple of business things, a couple of personal things, and then a commitment during the playoffs, which is just tearing his heart out. And as a result, it has been yours truly at courtside for each of these playoff games, but I do believe that he's scheduled to be back next week. Here we go. 5:40 showing on the clock. Harpersville with the ball. It goes into Drummond. Drummond in the middle of the lane, but she's going to be called for taking a little step. Sometimes you can get away with those little steps, but you can't get away with those big ones. She tried one of those big ones that time. Fabius ball. It's going to be brought in and stolen away immediately by Drummond. And Miranda Drummond picks up points 11 and 12. After sitting out most of the first half, she has shined again. She was great at the arena. She is equally as effective up here. We have a foul on the court. And going to the foul line, Ashley Vogler. Vogler, a senior, will be shooting. She was in the act of shooting, and Vogler in this game only has 1 point, and it won't fall this time as it's going to be a scramble for a loose ball, and I believe this one will be called against Vogler. So she goes from the foul line to the fouler, but she doesn't complain too badly. 5:14, all that's left in this ball game. Here comes Kimmel. Kimmel comes off to the near side to Frere. In underneath, a foul will be given. And one of the officials coming out, and I believe that one's called on Stevie Ray again, and that is her third. Going to the foul line will be Miranda Drummond. Stevie Ray, not very happy girl today, I'll tell you. Things haven't gone the way she wanted them to. Drummond shot up, in and out, won't go. Well, we will have one more for the freshman. She should really be coming into her own next year, I'll tell you. Promising to look at. Second one up and through. She has no problem finding the bottom of the bucket on that one. 5 minutes even showing on the clock. 56-39 is the score. Harpersville very dominant in this ball game, leading it throughout. We have a whistle, and we are going to have a foul called on number 10. That is Maureen Lenahan, the 5'9 senior, picking up her third. Here comes Harpersville. Kimmel cross midcourt, dumps it off to Drummond. Drummond can't get away a quick shot, so she'll come out to number 5, Frere. Frere back to Drummond. Drummond going to be thwarted again. So this time Kimmel moves it back to Frere. Frere down the baseline, left side, won't go. Out front, here they go to Kimmel. Cross court to Frere, down into the corner to number 15, Kaylee Livermore, but it will not go, and it's going to be red ball as Stevie Ray has it. Ray getting pressure the full length of the court, but the pesky little senior manages to have the ball batted away by Miranda Drummond. Drummond, full length of the court, and she is now up to 15 points. Drummond, all of her points here in the second half of this ball game. Stevie Ray with the ball, driving layup, right side, won't go. She manages to get the ball back. One of her teammates flipped it to her. She goes down now into the corner to one of her teammates. Shot put up in there by Purcell, but Purcell's shot won't go, and we have a whistle on the court. We're going to have Dietzman, I believe, picking up her last foul. I don't know what it is. Dietzman, I guess, had 5. So she will go out of the ball game, be replaced. Going to the foul line will be Ashley Vogler. Vogler has in this ball game only 1 point, and that was a foul shot. Now she gets another, and being in the bonus, she will get another one. 18-point ball game. 58-40 is our score. 3:41 showing on the clock. Drummond fires the ball down full length of the court. It is going to be batted away. It was intended in there for Aaron Andrews, and out of bounds it goes, and it will be Harpersville inbounding the ball one more time. Goes into Drummond. Drummond left side. They are going to call her for traveling. And a lot of the veterans around here agree with that call. No dispute. You can take those little bitty steps, but you can't take the ones that are big enough to be seen. 3:20 showing on the clock. Stevie Ray puts up a long one, but it's a little bit too far to the left this time. It'll bounce away and be grabbed off by Kimmel. Kimmel trying to bat it out to one of her teammates, but she came down and stepped on that baseline, and it was out of bounds. So red ball again. 58-40. 3:12 showing on the clock. Here comes Ray. Ray being dogged in there by Amanda Frere. Ray bounces it behind her back. Goes down the center of the lane. Puts it up. It won't fall. Nobody there to grab it. And it will be picked up by Harpersville. They come out to Kimmel. Kimmel back out at the center of the court. There's no reason for her to be pushing. Leading in this ball game by 18. Goes off to one of her teammates. It is going to be Frere with the ball. Back out to Kimmel. Kimmel down to Aaron Andrews. Andrews, you're going to back out to Kimmel again. So they're just going to take their time. A foul will be given. Foul in there. I believe they're going to say that it's Courtney Purcell. And Purcell going out of the ball game gets a big cheer from all of the Red fans. Fabius Pompey has a section, and so many of those people are dressed in red. So going out of the ball game, senior Courtney Purcell, she goes out with fouls. At the foul line is another senior. That's number 11, Hannah Kimmel. Kimmel's shot is up and good, and she has 31. So she's hit. You know, it's terrible. You get 31 points, you're only average. Her second one is up, won't go, and it will be red ball again. Vogler cross midcourt, right side, has room. Goes all the way across to one of her teammates, and the ball will be loose and out of bounds. Carried out by one of the Lady Falcons. 60-40 is our score. Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck says, okay, guys, slow it down. No need to make careless mistakes. Hannah Kimmel with the ball walks across the midcourt stripe. And with that, the Lady Falcons have to come out and give a little bit of pressure. Kimmel lofts it into Drummond. Drummond won't be able to get a shot away. It's going to be taken away by Stevie Ray, but the ball will be blown dead as we had a foul given. That is going to be number 32. That is Miranda Drummond. They're not going to bring her out of the ball game with only 1 minute and 53 seconds remaining. Amanda Donahue up off the bench for Fabia. She's coming into the contest while her teammate, Stevie Ray, the 5'7 leading scorer for the Lady Falcons, goes to the foul line. The junior will be shooting 1-1. Shot up, shot through. 60-41. 1 minute, 53 seconds remaining. Next shot up, and it will not go. And Drummond climbs the air ladder and brings it down. She is not a tall player, but she got good elevation that time. Ball down into the corner, left side, Amanda Frere. Frere puts it up and through. 62-41 is our score. Full length of the court. Ball carried down by Ashley Vogler. Vogler at 5'7", puts it up, gets lots of iron, won't go. Loose ball. Going to be Drummond who will have it for Harpersville. Drummond's shot won't go, and another whistle is going to be blown. And with that, a couple of Harpersville reserves coming into this contest. Number one, Marcy Ritter. Ritter is a sophomore, so she's going to get a little bit of playing time. And number 24, Jade Niles, a junior, also in the contest. A little bit of bump and shove going, but the officials are letting it play. And finally, they're going to call the foul on number five. Number four, that is going to be Christy Failey. One of the things that's very, very interesting here is Kimmel knows when she can just back into people really hard. She did that time. But nobody's going to call an offensive foul when you're backing into somebody. They just don't do it. So Kimmel shooting again, 62-63. 63-41 is our score. Kimmel now with 33 points, just slightly above average. I love that. I think she had, if I remember, 32.1 points per game coming into this contest, something like that. Scramble for a loose ball. It's finally going to be grabbed down in there by number 11. That's Ashley Vogler. And they're finally going to say it will be Harpersville inbounding the ball as they take over on possession. Emily McElwain in the ball game now for Harpersville. She is a junior. pretty much all reserves in that contest right now for the Lady Hornets with the ball. Number two, Savannah Murray. 38 seconds, all we have left in this contest. And finally, there's going to be a tripping violation called, I believe, on number four. That's what it looked like to me. Let's see. Yep, number four. That was Christy Failey at the foul line. Savannah Murray, the sophomore, bounces the ball, and boom, nothing but the bottom of the bucket. Nothing but the bottom of the bucket. 64-41 is our score. Less than 35 seconds remaining. Murray will get another one. She's a sophomore, and she can't convert the second. I was going to say she had her share of the scoring, but won't get that one. Here we go. Loose ball, as unable to handle it as Vogler, and Vogler is finally going to have it go out of bounds. Last touched by Harpersville, so she'll come right back again. 24.7 seconds. Inbound shot going to be taken by number 15, Amanda Donahue. It won't fall. 13, 12, 11. And right now it's just going to be keep away. Savannah Murray holding the ball. Kindly comes across midcourt. 4-3-2. And finally it is going to be blown dead. So the ball was last touched by Kate Emerson. Emerson tried to come up court with it. You can't say too much in there. It was a dandy game. So 64-41 is our final. We'll be back with a look at the scoring recap coming up in just a moment. Harpersville will go on to play at Hudson Valley Community College, Troy, New York, next Saturday at 12:30 in the afternoon. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Basketball on a Saturday Evening on WCDO. Want to get these?
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country, and it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. Looking for a bank that puts you first? Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Safe, sound, secure. Member FDIC.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Oh, it is picture-taking time. They have the Harpersville Hornets lined up for what would look like an official picture. All kinds of players with big smiles on their faces. I guess that's the easiest way of doing it. So, Miss Golden, I've let you off and not have to talk a whole lot. You want to do the scoring recap? We got to get this very close to you if you're going to be doing it. So, here we go. The final score again, 64-41. While they're taking pictures, we'll do a scoring recap.
Okay. Leading scorer for Harpersville was Hannah Kimmel with 33. Miranda Drummond had 15. Kaylee Livermore had 5. Erin Dietzman had
3.
8.
No, had 3.
8. And Amanda Fryer had 2.
And with luck, folks, that adds up to all of 64 points. Okay, if we go to the other end, a lot of double-point scoring, but it all came from Stevie Ray.
Stevie Ray had 26 to lead Savius Pompey. Katie Emerson had 3. Courtney Parcell had 3, Ashley Volger had 2, and Kristen Dodge had 7.
So that is the scoring recap. Thank you very, very much. I will admit to a family relationship here, because Meg is my, what do we call it, niece or something. We're distantly related somewhere, but she plays basketball down at Oxford, and a little bit of softball in there, too. So she did the scorekeeping honors. Okay, folks, here we go. Offensive player of the game. That is being brought to you by the fine folks at NBT Bank. And we've got to go with Hannah Kimmel. She just is so powerful, and she can do so many good things. Not that she doesn't have enough of these trophies and accolades already, but she was terrific. She had 33 points again. So we go with the NBT Bank Offensive Player of the Game in there for Hannah Kimmel. At NBT Bank, you're never far from your star, the star that stands for personal and powerful community banking. Reach for your star with NBT Bank. Member FDIC, the dynamic defensive player, brought to you by the folks at Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. 100 years! And they proudly support all local sports around the Tri-Town area. Defensive player, Savannah Murray. She is so good. She just was all over the place and frustrated a couple of players. She stuck like glue and really frustrated 26-point leader for Fabius Pompey. That is Stevie Ray. But also did a whole lot to stifle Kristen Dodge. So between those two people, man, it is really tough. Well, out on the center of the court right now, all the TV stations talking to Hannah Kimmel. It's tough that you have to have so much attention brought to you when you're trying to get on and get on with your life. But I'm certain that Sacred Heart next year, you're going to find a fair amount of it up there, too. And she is, as we said before, going up to play for the Pioneers at Sacred Heart in Fairfield, Connecticut next year. One of the nice things that I will say about Hannah Kimmel, not only is she a darn good athlete, she's a good student, too. She's on the National Honor Society and has been on the principal list down at Harpersville every semester since 2007. You don't mind seeing good things go to people who are a little bit multi-talented. So the final score again, 64-41. Harpersville wins it. Harpersville will go on now to play up at Hudson Valley Community College, Troy, New York, next weekend, as they will be battling it out, taking on Haldane High School. Haldane High School is in Cold Spring, New York. We already know who the opposition will be, and all of that coming up your way next week. And we will have it for you right here on your sports leader in the Tri-Town area, WCTO. Harry Graves for Chase Miller, for Megan Golden. It has been our pleasure to bring these games your way this year. We hope that you'll be with us again next week. And don't forget, clocks ahead 1 hour tonight. And any of you who are in town, go on down and catch the Out of the Woodwork Players production of Crazy for You tonight and tomorrow afternoon. That's it from the field house here at the College at Oneonta. Good night, everybody. Harry Graves. Have a good one.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.